There was a big surprise in the annual state rankings released by Education Week recently. Wyoming made the top 10 list for best places to get your child an education, the only state in the western U.S.
The reason is Wyoming spends more on education than any other state. But even paying $18,000 per student, 50% higher than the national average, Wyoming's standardized test scores are very mediocre when compared nationally. Some say the scores may reflect the number of schools struggling with high fluctuations of students from oil-filled families who come and go with the cycles of boom and bust. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
Ronnie and Rachel Foshee and their three children just moved to Gillette 2 months ago. But with the apartment vacancy rate under 1% there, they live in a 31-foot RV trailer in the High Plains campground. Even with the sub-zero temperatures, Rachel Foshee is thrilled to be in Wyoming. What she loves most is its schools.
I've got a child with ADHD and dyslexia, and they're doing further testing on him, and I'm really happy with the school.
She says her kid's new school is a lot better than the one they attended back in small-town Texas. Rachel says she'd like to settle down in Gillette, but with the price of oil dropping precipitously in recent weeks, the layoffs have already started. And it may not be long before Rachel's husband, Ronnie, is looking for work elsewhere. This constant turnover of children in Wyoming's classrooms is an issue in Gillette, but even more so up the road in the newer boomtown of Douglas. And that's making fourth grade teacher Brent Moser's job hard.
It changes, it seems like, daily.
Just since Christmas break, he's added two new students.
Another one joined today, so I mean, they're definitely coming and going.
The student-teacher ratio for fourth grade is supposed to be 1 to 16, but administrators in Moser's district decided to start him off with 26 students, assuming he'd lose many. Superintendent Dan Espeland.
Last year, we made a mistake. We hired additional staff, and all of a sudden, our classes dropped quite a bit lower in size than we expected them to. And so this year, we made sure our classes started out higher. It was a little uncomfortable for the teachers.
But for teachers like Moser, the reasons for the fluctuations are obvious.
Some of my students live in RVs, live at the campgrounds. There's just not places to find a live in Douglas. And when you do find one, the rent is insanely high.
It can cost $1,000 a month or more between the RV trailer and its lot. It's no wonder families can't afford to stay year-round. But for Moser, it's not losing kids that's the hard part. It's catching kids up that move in mid-year.
You definitely have to get to know the student very quickly just to know where they're at academically so you can get them to where they need to be before they are expected to perform on a standardized test.
So Moser is trying new strategies to help deal with the wide-ranging levels of ability in his classroom.
Okay, this is our math differentiated time. I will have my five students come to the back table with me.
Those five kids need individual attention. Two of them are new just since Christmas. And it's this kind of small group teaching that Representative John Freeman of Rock Springs says we need more of in Wyoming schools. Freeman taught for 23 years in an alternative school where class sizes are much smaller and kids get special attention for learning and social disabilities, which often come with this territory for transient children. All the alternative schools in the state are high schools, but Freeman thinks that should change.
As I traveled around as an alternative high school teacher, many other states have alternative schools for elementary schools and middle school.
Freeman says for kids who move in midterm, transferring credits from one school to another is impossible, and schools need to change that. And he says Common Core might be out of favor.
But the Common Core now assures people that if they're doing multiplication tables in third grade in Wyoming, they're going to be doing multiplication tables third grade in Oklahoma. And that's huge.
As for the Foshee kids, they're just excited to experience Wyoming snow and ice. Here's 9-year-old Clay.
I want to try to learn hockey.
For the Foshees, there's no plan to move anytime soon. All they're worried about is adapting to a Wyoming lifestyle as soon as possible. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.